MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, June 19, 2024. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Today is Juneteenth, and we have details on the holiday. Heat wave continues today. Local governments continue to sort out budget issues.
I'm Bill Newell, and a bit later in sports, a tiny bit more on the Celtics and a local coach stepping down. Rick?
Alrighty, thank you, Bill. Mix of clouds and sun, upper 80s to low 90s. High tide, Gloucester Harbor, 10.07 a.m. and 10.13 p.m. Today is Juneteenth, a federal holiday. Local city and municipal buildings will be closed, as well as banks and post offices. Trash collection may be impacted in some communities due to the holiday. Coming up later in North Shore Today Extra, you can hear the Swampscott Select Board members read their Juneteenth proclamation from last night's meeting. Much of our area today will see temperatures in the 90s. There are several local beaches that are on the state's Do Not Swim list due to bacterial exceedance, including Kings Beach in Swampscott and Lynn, Camp Naumkeag in Salem, and Pierce Lake at the Breakheart Reservation in Saugus. The Beverly City Council continued discussion last night on the city's fiscal 2025 budget as it passed and accepted a variety of line item amendments. One discussion last night came from Councilor-at-Large Brendan Sweeney's question to the city budget analyst, Jerry Perry.
Mr. Perry, is there a best practice? You mentioned other municipalities have this, and the municipality I work for, we do have a similar reserve. Is there a best practice in terms of the percentage of your budget that you want in a reserve?
I'm not aware of a best practice percentage. That's a great question. I never even thought of that. I think basically what we do, what I've observed, and certainly here in Beverly, is historical trends. You know, how much have we needed in prior years? And since I've been here, pretty much we've used this almost exclusively. I don't recall reverting money back there. So I think it's a good number. I'm not aware of a best practice. I've never even thought about that, nor have I read anything on that.
Last night's entire city council meeting can be viewed on BevCam. The Swampscott Select Board met last night to receive updates on a number of town projects. Swampscott Town Administrator Sean Fitzgerald pointed out the Infrastructure Committee has a number of projects under review, and future infrastructure needs could be further reviewed in the years ahead by that committee.
And the fact that we are so low comparatively to other communities, that informs us that we just haven't really thought critically enough about where the investments should be made. We could make that same analysis with our senior center, for instance. Like, hey, it's great. We don't actually spend a lot of money comparatively. But is that a good thing? And should we actually continue to make investments in some of those critical areas as we're getting older, living longer? And I think we just have to be, aware of just how much work we have to do with infrastructure. I would recommend that this infrastructure committee be given all of the responsibility to kind of evaluate this information and come back and make a recommendation. And if you think the finance committee should weigh in on that, let's send it to the finance committee.
Swampscott Town Administrator Sean Fitzgerald. The town of Raleigh has imposed water restrictions. Details in the Daily News of New Report indicate that there has been a drop in water level in the Parker River, and there will be no outside watering from 9 to 5, 7 days a week, until further notice. Finally, today we wish a happy retirement to Dean Murphy, who will be leaving his position at Kelly's Roast Beef after 50 years of service to the franchise. The story in today's Daily Item indicates that Murphy currently works at the Saugus location. He started working for Kelly's Roast Beef at their Revere Beach location in 1974. Sports next with Bill Newell, followed by North Shore Today Extra.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website. This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox beat the Blue Jays again last night, this time 4-3. The series continues tonight with Game 3 in Toronto. Trish Murphy has stepped down after 15 years as Beverly High's field hockey coach. Phil Stacey reports in today's Salem News that Murphy's new job will prevent her from having time to coach at the high school. Trish Murphy has been named the Executive Director of Public Safety and Chief of Police at Salem State University. Well, there's plenty of coverage today in the Salem News, Gloucester Times, Newburyport News, and the Eagle Tribune on the Celtics. From Nick Giannino and Matt Williams. In this week's Sports Writers Podcast that is available on our website, Nick Giannino briefly on this Celtic team.
Yeah, dominant run. I mean, 16-3 in the postseason after 64-18 regular season record. You can say all you want about how easy the competition might have been in the East, but to do it that convincingly and, you know, two sweeps and was it two sweeps? Yeah, the Pacers. No, just the Pacers one was a sweep, I guess. But and then the other one's 4-1 gentleman sweep. So pretty dominant. They bounced back with every loss, and it was a complete team effort. You know, I thought Jason Tatum might have got snubbed from Finals MVP a little bit, but Jaylen Brown was great too, and he brought it defensively. So I can see where they might give him the edge with the defensive prowess that he brought. But then Drew Holiday was huge. Derek White was huge. You know, Al Horford came up big at times. Peyton Pritchard, God, he comes in for 3 seconds and hits a half court shot at the halftime buzzer to kind of help build momentum. So everyone contributed, and that was kind of the theme all season long with this team. They were a true team. So fun to watch, well deserved. And we'll see. Maybe it's the start of a little bit of a dynasty here. I'm not ready to jump on that ship just yet, but you know, the league is very talented right now. There's a lot of good players in both the Western Conference and the Eastern Conference, and you know, it's not a guarantee they're going to get back here, but they got the monkey off their back. 16 years wiped away, 18th banner, record-breaking performance, you know, most titles now, breaking the tie with the Lakers, my Lakers. But we'll leave that out of it.
Much more with Nick Giannino and Phil Stacey in our Sports Writers Podcast this week. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell, hoping you have a great Wednesday. North Shore Today Extra is next from the Swampscott Select Board meeting from last night. Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan. This is North Shore Today Extra, and today we're going to hear the Swampscott Select Board from last night's meeting pass their Juneteenth proclamation.
How about if we all go around?
Sure.
You want to start, David?
Sure. Proclamation by the Select Board. Whereas on June 19, 1865, more than 250,000 enslaved people in the state of Texas received news that they were free and that the Emancipation Proclamation had declared all enslaved people to be free nearly 2.5 years earlier. And
whereas since 1865, Juneteenth Day has been celebrated as a special day of celebration for freedom, and the celebration of this day has grown into a day of learning, sharing, and giving respect to the history, culture, and achievements of African Americans. And
whereas on January 1st, 1980, Juneteenth officially became a Texas state holiday. Since then, the federal government, all 50 states, and the District of Columbia have also commemorated or recognized the day. And Whereas the 117th Congress established Juneteenth National Independence Day and declared June 19th as a legal public holiday. This bipartisan legislation unanimously passed the Senate and passed the House by a vote of 415-14, becoming the 12th federal holiday. And
whereas on July 14, 2020, then-Governor Charlie Baker signed Juneteenth into law to be celebrated as a state holiday to recognize the continued need to ensure racial freedom and equality. And
whereas Juneteenth is an opportunity to reflect on our nation's history and to celebrate the contributions of all of our citizens, is a chance to shine a light on the strength of the human spirit and to begin to make a wrong right by working toward a more equitable future for all Americans. And
now, therefore, by virtue of the authority vested in the town administrator and each of the below select board members in the town of Swampscott, we hereby proclaim the June 19th, 2024 as Juneteenth Day. In the town of Swampscott, Massachusetts, and encourage all faith-based and nonprofit organizations, residents, businesses, and public institutions to acknowledge, honor, value, and celebrate African Americans and encourage everyone to treat others with mutual respect and understanding.
In witness whereof, we have hereunto set our hands and cause to be affixed the great seal of the town of Swampscott, Massachusetts, this 18th day of June, 2024.
Hooray!
Hooray. Great. Then if everybody could just sign that before we leave. I'm going to just...
The Swampscott Select Board on their Juneteenth proclamation at their meeting held last night.